أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, please recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
For those who just joined us tonight, last night we started to discuss Surah At-Talaq, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةِ. This is one of the surahs of the Holy Quran, which, like all surahs of the Holy Quran, of course, is very important. And as we said last night, it is interesting that we have a surah in the Holy Quran called Talaq and divorce, but we don't have one that is called marriage, or zawaj. Although the discussion of marriage and divorce is very interconnected, as we will see tonight, inshallah. What we tried to stress on was, we gave an overview of this surah first so we can have an understanding of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about talaq and divorce in this surah, one particular dimension of it. Some of the other dimensions are mentioned in other surahs of the Holy Quran. What is emphasized here is the iddah. Okay, there's supposed to be a period of time between the actual divorce, when it happens accurately and correctly, because there's conditions. You can't just divorce the wife under any circumstance. No, there's got to be certain conditions. If those conditions are met, the divorce is going to be a valid divorce. Once you have a valid divorce, then from that period onward until a given time, there's going to be something called an iddah. What is that? Some of the verses that follow talk about how long that is going to be. But in the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about how important it is to keep that iddah, and very importantly, a lot of emphasis, he said, after saying, well, let me translate it again. Ya ayyuha an-nabiy idha talaqtum an-nisa, if you divorce women, fatalliquhunna li'iddatihinna, you have to do the talaq such that it is for the iddah. That's talking about the condition. I don't want to get into that too much. Then it says, wa ahsul iddah, count the iddah. Alright. First part of the verse. Then, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ, warning us, be wary of your Lord. First emphasis. Then, the ruling itself. As Allama Tabatabai says, this is the sentence that follows, لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ, is the badal. In other words, this is the example, the case, the ruling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stressing we need to have taqwa in regards to. Do not make your wives leave the home during the period of iddah. وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَ, and they should not leave. The husband doesn't have the right to make them leave, and they aren't supposed to leave. After mentioning those two rulings, then again it says, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. That is the boundary that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. That's a red line you cannot cross. And then at the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَدْرِي لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَمْرًا. How do you know? Maybe God is going to bring about something after that. So to understand that, we gave a hadith, which the gist of it is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes marriage and families being together, and He dislikes the concept of divorce and separation. Because of that, one of the philosophies behind the iddah is this. Especially since during the period of iddah, it says that you need to make sure the wife, which is right now, as we said, is she's not completely a wife and she's not completely somebody else, or she's not a non-mahram either. She has to stay in the house. Why is that? Because the reason why there's so much emphasis to stay in the house is because, as the end of the verse had, لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. Hopefully, maybe inshallah, will cause that hatred that had developed, or that problem that caused the man to think he should divorce the wife, is going to get resolved. Some of the other verses talk about, in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the iddah. For some women, some of the other women are mentioned in the other verses that we have here. In verse 4 of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّائِي يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيطِ مِنَ نِسَائِكُمْ إِنْ ارْتَبْتُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Until the end of the verse, it talks about this iddah. I don't want to talk about the details of the practical law of how long exactly that iddah is supposed to be. But I'll give you another example that we see again the emphasis of this idea of trying to bring things together again. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there's a child involved, if they realize that she is pregnant, okay, then the iddah is going to go on until she gives birth. It goes on until she gives birth. In other words, they've got to be together more. Now that there's a child involved, there's got to be more hope of this coming back together. Okay. Now, we explained that last night. We promised to explain something that we said. Probably some of the sisters are going to start hating us because of it. Some, unless they're very pious, inshallah. And that is the idea of why is it that Islam has given the power of divorce to the man. This is a fact of our religion. We mentioned last night there's this idea that it's not new. It was interesting to see that it's not new, even during the time of the Ahlul Bayt, during the time of the Imams, which I don't know of any concept called feminism at that time. But still, some women did that. It was said, one of the companions,